I'd like to call to order the Planning Commission Board of Adjustment meeting for November 26, 2024. And just a reminder that the meeting's being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. And anybody that's wishing to speak, please raise your hand to be recognized by the chair and then state your name and address. And with that, we'll do a call to order.
Mike.
Frank.
Don.
Bob.
And Gary Oster.
Thanks, Gary. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
The agenda was amended to include that Gary Oster will be attending remotely from the following address, 1584 Alameda Street in St. Paul, Minnesota.
All right.
And I would like to add a potential discussion on protocol for the commission. It's a general discussion.
Do that like through the in open forum or
I think we could do that for new business or I don't care but
yeah. All right, and we do have some public hearings this evening. The first one is variance application B-04-24.
Sorry to interrupt. We do need a motion to approve the agenda.
Oh.
I make a motion that we approve the amended agenda.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Variance application B-04-24 to expand a pre-existing dwelling within the bluff impact zone. With construction of a non-lakeside 12-by-12 screen porch within the Shoreland Residential Land Use District. The subject property is located at 41615 East Eagle Lake Road. Property ID number is 222-40589, and the applicant and property owner is Philip Monty. With that, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Planning Commission, in July of 2024, Philip Wanty submitted an application for a 12-by-12 screen porch and a covered entry to the city of 50 Lakes. During the review of the land use permit, no survey was required, and conditions on the parcel did not suggest that the proposed screen porch would be non-conforming. The property owner acted in good faith by submitting an application, and the permit was issued by the city. In August, the city of 50 Lakes received a variance application from Philip Wanty. For a lakeside deck. During the review of that application and the submission of a certificate of survey, staff discovered that the land use permit issued in July of 2024, land use permit 32-24, for a screen porch on the roadside of the legal nonconforming dwelling did not meet bluff setbacks. The property owner now has an illegal nonconforming addition on his property, and after the fact variance is needed to bring the property into compliance. The applicant is seeking an after the fact variance from 8.02.02 for the placement of a 12-by-12 screen porch entry on a legal existing non-conforming dwelling within the bluff impact zone. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
This porch is already built?
It is already built, correct.
Okay. And from the documents I read, that the porch was on the non-lakeside?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And there was no indication that it would be non-conforming. Staff did not require a certificate of survey at the time, and so that there was no confirmation of where the bluff impact zone was. If you've been on the property, yep, it's quite far back, and it's on the non-lakeside portion. The variance application was approved. At the August meeting, I believe. Not the August meeting. Maybe the September meeting. But the lakeside deck application that was submitted by Philip Wanty for that in that variance was approved.
And that entryway was roughed in. I don't know if it's enclosed now. but it was roughed in when we went out and looked at the property for that deck.
I recall. This one, the bluff going down to the lake was relatively steep, I recall. And the deck was set back a ways from the where it became where the drop off was.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so the screen porch is much further back than that.
On the other side of the house.
On the side of the house.
Yep.
And this is an after the fact.
Correct. Yep.
This will bring the property into compliance.
It will bring the property into compliance. The city council did waive the fee, so we are not requiring a fee from Mr. Lamonti as well.
I don't think the applicant's online or here.
No, he's not here this evening.
Any other public comments? Otherwise, I guess we'll close comments from public or applicant. And any other questions, I guess, amongst the board?
None from me. No, no questions.
Okay.
I would make a motion to approve the variance D. 04-24. With any staff findings, and I don't think there are any.
Would you like to go through questions 6 through 10?
Yep.
On page 13. While granting the variance, put the property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance.
Yes.
And why?
Well, the porch was built on the back side of the house, not lake side, for one. And it's in a place that's not impacting the bluff, endangering the topography of the bluff.
All right, and 7, does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner?
Yes. Topography?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, and 8, if the variance is granted, will the essential character of the locality remain consistent?
Yes.
All right, and you agree with what is written there?
I do.
Yep. Okay. That's fine.
And 9, will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and the intent of the City of 50 Lakes ordinance?
Yes.
All right, and has the variance request been made on reasons other than economic considerations alone?
Yes.
Excellent, thank you.
No, Fred.
I will renew this motion to approve variance number B0424 with the 10 findings of fact. And one condition, that the construction conform with the presented plan.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Gary. Opposed? Motion carried. The next variance is a conditional use application CU-02-24 for the installation of residential renewable energy system within the Shoreland Residential Land Use District. The subject property is located at 16246 Eagle Turn. Property ID is 222-30522. And the applicant is John Hagman and the property owner, Thomas and Diane Wright. And with that, Bethany, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chair Stancer. The applicant is seeking a conditional use permit for the installation and placement of a residential renewable energy system on an existing structure. The panels will be flush-mounted on the south side of the existing garage. This is the garage that is attached to the main structure or the main dwelling. The panels will sit a few inches above the shingles and will not substantially impact the height of the structure. Renewable energy systems are an allowed use within the Shoreland Residential District with a conditional use permit. The applicant is here to answer any questions that you may have. John, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent.
So, I have a question. So, it appears what I've seen here with the all this information is that it's 100% mounted on top of the south side of the garage roof. So really, there's no other structures anywhere else that we need to consider.
There is another accessory structure that's not shown on that. It has been built since the last LiDAR imaging was provided on GIS, but it's just an accessory structure.
Okay. Yeah. So there's no panels that are going on the side of the house? Or
correct. Outside. Yep. It is just roof mounted.
We didn't get any public comments from neighbors or other property owners.
We have not received any public comment.
Anybody on the board have any questions?
I don't.
No more.
Open it up to public comments. Property owner has any comments? Or
I'm the property owner, but I have no comments.
Okay. All right, we'll close the public comments. Any further discussion amongst the board? Otherwise, I'll ask for a motion.
This seems like it's all within the boundaries of what we would approve.
Yep.
I believe so too.
I will make a motion to pass conditional use CU-224 with 14 findings and 1 condition.
And I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nice addition.
Yeah, thank you. The next item on the agenda is variance application B-05-24 for the construction of a dwelling, a deck, and a screen porch within the bluff impact zone in the Shoreline Residential Land Use District. The subject property is located on West Fox Lake Road, address to be determined. Property ID is 22210506, and the applicant is Northland Construction, and the property owner is Chad and Rachel Mashke. And with that, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you. The applicant is seeking a variance from bluff impact zone setbacks to allow for a dwelling 4 feet from the top of a bluff, where 30 feet is required. Lot 2, Block 1 of West Fox Ridge was platted in 1996 and is a legal lot of record. Per the survey conducted by Stonemark Land Surveying, the top of the bluff is on the non-lakeside downward slope of the delineated top of the bluff. The applicant asserts that building the dwelling meeting the BIZ setbacks shown on the survey would result in unusual building requirements and farther back from the top of the bluff than would be reasonably assumed. We have received some comment. Comment was provided in the packet, as well as 2 additional pieces that we've received since you've received the packet, from the neighbors to the south, and then also from Chair Sanser as well.
You want to read those?
I would be happy to read. One of them is from Mark and Anita Pagel. It says, we are writing concerning the variance application V0524 on West Fox Lake. We are Mark and Anita Pegel, who are at 4100 West Fox Lake Road, which is the adjacent lot to the south. When we built our home in 2009, we abided by the setback variances. At first, we had wished we could be closer to the bluff line, but now we are happy that we have a yard between the bluff and our house for the grandkids to play. We also realize that within our lots, the bluff itself is not a straight line, although it is designated as such in the original surveys. We have examined the house plan and layout on the lot that was submitted and feel like the house and the screen porch should be behind the 30-foot setback, but the 16-foot deck could extend into the setback, leaving 14 between the edge of the deck and the bluff line. This would account for the bluff itself being closer to the lake than the bluff line is surveyed on that side of the property. This is based on the current submitted plans. The plans change and the variance is still required. We would appreciate being able to review. Thanks for asking for our input. Sincerely, Mark and Anita Pegel.
Could you read the letter that was included in the package also?
I would be happy to. Comment from Charles and Marianne Dorsey. My wife Marianne and I occupy the property at 40998 West Fox Lake Road, the ownership of which is held in Marianne's revocable trust. We object to the requested variance request. We assume that the 30-foot setback requirement was established for valid environmental reasons and that the rationale was well thought out and given careful consideration. To make an exception would set a precedent and render this requirement invalid for all future applicants with similar requests. Charles and Marianne Dorsey.
Thank you.
Bob, if you would like to go through what you submitted, I don't know if me just reading through that would.
Or would it make more sense just so that we're all on the same page to look at some of the survey documents? That
yep, if we look at the survey documents, Jessica, if you could bring up the certificate of survey. And if I could just speak really briefly to some of the concerns, I would like to say that there's a property to the south of this parcel that at the time that their home was constructed, the top of the bluff was determined to be at an elevation of 1340. 1340 is substantially lower, if you don't mind me. Yeah, can you see that on the cursor? Where Jessica is showing on the cursor. For other properties to the south, the top of the bluff was considered to be at 1340. Now, this was not necessarily a certificate of survey. I have no way of verifying if it was. This is the only image that we have. So we have inconsistent information. And so when the house to the south was permitted in 2009, the top of the bluff determination was substantially different. However, we should not be looking necessarily at past, that was based on the information that we had at that time. The information that we have before us is what we need to look at.
What is the current top of the
bluff? The elevation at the top of the bluff is actually on the lower side towards the road. So it's not even the highest point on the property, which is very odd. Which I didn't think I would see something like that. So I have a lot of questions. The top of the bluff, that's about the top right there, the highest point right here. They've marked the top of the bluff right here, and the BIZ setback is down there. What this certificate of survey does not show is the topography after the top of the bluff. It goes down substantially, I would say, what is it, about 15 feet to a point right here. That's at the little spot. There would be a lot of fill required to build at the building setback.
If I look at the plans, they're 4 feet off the bluff, and they have a 14-foot deck, so the structure would actually be 18 feet from the bluff. Am I correct to assume that?
That is correct, yep. I'm Jeremy Johnson, Northland Construction.
Okay.
So, yes, yep. The structure will actually be built still on the downhill, the backside of that, so we have a bluff, on the non-lakeside downhill portion of that is where the structure will is proposed to be requested to be built. The current bluff setback is set probably, like Bethany said, 15 to 20 feet lower than the top of the crest of that bluff. So it's a very unique situation where the determination of the top of the bluff is set below the top of the hillside, and also the setback is 15 to 20 feet in elevation below the top of that.
When I was out there, I saw the lath that marks the bluff setback, but I didn't see any stake that showed what was considered top of the bluff. Wasn't there something out there?
I don't know if the surveyor had marked that or not. There actually might have been some pins. I don't know time of year if you did that just recently prior to the snow. They did have some pins that were in the ground.
Oh.
But if I guess imaginatively approximately 30 feet up from those laths would be the top of bluff location.
Yeah.
So there's no explanation why the top of the bluff, as stated here, is lower than the elevation that's the highest point there.
I reached out to the surveyor, and he explained that it had to do with the definition of the top of bluff. He also, said that they are looking into that statewide, and I asked him to keep us informed as he found out more information about that. And so, unfortunately, I'm not a surveyor, so I lay no claim to know anything about all of that. We really have to go with what the surveyor presents to us. The other thing that you could do is you could ask another surveyor to go out. I just don't know at this point if that would be, I don't think that would be worth that, but what we are seeing is that bluff setback is finding its way into unusual spots, and in the city of 50 Lakes, you have so many bluffs. So
and it appears there's bluffs on both sides, and that helps.
The only requirement it doesn't meet is it doesn't drain towards public water on the other side, and so
right.
Therefore it wouldn't meet that bluff.
And that perhaps could be a condition that we make sure that if approved, that all water is drained away from the bluff.
And there are comments in here with the current design that water flow would go back towards West Fox Lake Road.
Yeah, and it would probably be good to look into a grading plan, having a grading plan on file for something like that.
So the previous surveyor must have been a different surveyor.
I can't verify if it was a survey. So we have information. It looks to me to be something more like a proposed plat and not necessarily a survey. The property lines, if you can see this. This is what I have.
Was that what was submitted?
No, this was...
Pagels?
This was when the Pagels built. So that's that property right there. And that is at 14 or 1340. That line right there is 1340.
But this isn't signed by a surveyor.
Right, I have no way of verifying. But this is the information, so...
you don't even know who drew this.
No, I don't. I have no idea. And so, but this is the information that the Pagel property was issued their permit based on.
So, that's an observation I made, I guess, when I walked the property and I walked towards the Pagel property. And there's sort of a retaining wall runs along there, so some dirt was removed when Pagels was built. I don't know how much and how far to the south, but some excavation was done. And looking at the design, I guess, is it a walkout basement?
To the opposing side,
so not towards the lake side. Because I was trying to get in. I thought maybe there was patio doors in the middle on the lower level. So then I guess, going back to the comments from Pagels, would it be a big hardship if the main excavation was done where the blue stakes marked the bluff setback, and then that would be the majority of the excavation, and then it would be posting piers or whatever you call them for the deck, which would be less intrusive on the bluff area, right? So then the question is, I guess, would that be a workable solution? Or do we need to look at this 6-foot setback?
Probably speaking on behalf of the property owners, the elevation change between that, if it was not so significant to the downhill side. I think that's the value of trying to get just enough elevation there to be able to at least have something somewhat of a view over the crest of that hill, and even just working with the grading topography, if you have a very steep hill like this on the opposing side, trying to backfill enough to get that water to drain on both sides would be challenging. As that hill crests on there, it does taper on up, so we'd be able to, I guess I would say, grade a little bit more, still keeping a positive slope away from the lake, mm-hmm. but we'd also be able to grade up against the house to kind of alleviate the stormwater that would come against the house then. So in theory, I guess if we could, the desire is to try to get it uphill as much as possible, but that's the request.
Can I ask for clarification? So I'm looking at this too, and I thought that there's a picture here of the design of the house where there's a deck out and then a step going down. So that, yeah, that's...
What page are you on?
I'm on page 72.
You say 72?
Yeah. Okay, so the lower right one, so which way does that face? Does that deck with the stairway, is that on the West Fox Lake Road side?
So the deck itself faces the lake. The topography that you see on the drawing there doesn't necessarily reflect the grade topography.
Right.
It doesn't reflect what actually it is there. We're going to have, in essence, the reverse mm-hmm. of that, if that makes sense. So you'll see the topography is going to get switched the opposing direction just because of how the grade sits on there. If that makes sense. It gives you the appearance with that the elevation is open to the lakeside, but it's the reverse of that.
So that's, it's very confusing that they drew it that way.
So basically,
the plans were drawn prior to.
So if you took this,
the location.
If you took this and moved it over here. That's a little more like what we're looking at, where the deck's going to come out on top of the bluff. It's not going to be...
Correct, yes. I guess this would be the slope of the elevation, something like this.
Okay.
You know, the hillside currently, you know, is like this.
Yeah.
The goal is just to get something like this.
Right.
So in that case, the deck, the end of the deck, wouldn't need many steps. I mean, it's just almost flush with the...
There would still, actually, it's not even to the crest of that hill yet.
Understand?
You actually may have steps
up.
Going up. Yeah, as odd as that is, but...
And then, that deck is lakeside?
That deck is lakeside, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from the main living level and the deck, those from that area you should be able to see the lake.
Correct. Yes. That's the whole boat.
Yeah.
The goal.
You might not see the beach, but you can see across.
Yeah.
So what if that's the case? Then what happens with these windows here?
They depending on what we can do for grading and what that is, we may not even be able to put those on yet. Depending on exactly where the steepness of that hill and where we end up planting that in, we may not get windows. We may be able to put those on the sides.
Right. Well, I've been on the property and I've thought about that, and my God, if it's coming into the hill, we certainly wouldn't want you to carve out a place so that the windows are kind of this large egress.
On lakes, correct.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Is there anything that says how much dirt can be removed off the top of that to accommodate any of this? Can
there
they?
There should be no dirt.
no dirt.
From the top.
So am I guessing that then your rim joist, where your steps come out, will actually be considerably lower than the deck? Because I'm not quite sure the topography there, but that deck being 14 feet, starting 4 feet back from the setback, does that drop pretty quick there?
It does, yeah.
So you're actually, that deck is going to be much higher than the house?
No.
I mean the rim joist, the floor of the house, that deck is going to be higher than?
Nope, the deck will still be at that same elevation as that rim joist there.
Okay.
What ends up happening is most likely the plane of that hillside will still come up as that deck comes across. That hillside still comes up.
So you're going to put the house in so the rim joist is at 14 feet away, approximately level. With your floor of the existing house, you're looking towards the lake, and there's a hill going up like this. You're going to bring that house up to this point to keep that pretty much straight?
No.
Or are you going to have the floor of the house, I guess, is going to be lower than where the deck is going to end up?
Floor and the floor of the structure and the deck will be at the same
at
elevation.
At the same level. Right. So that house is going to be a bit out of the, well, on the back side, on the front side. Okay. I don't know what the elevation drop is in that 14 feet, and that's kind of...
From the deck to the house. 10 feet, 8 feet maybe?
Yeah,
Okay, yep. Are you 2 foot contour lines?
Those are 2 foot, yes.
It's probably in a six to eight foot elevation drop. In that distance.
So then the back of the house is going to, well, you're going to have to bring in an awful lot of fill in, aren't you?
In that location, yes. Yep, to give us a flat plane there. Yep.
So really with what you're saying, those windows are quite possible to put in there because you've got to have that at side of the house that much higher to accommodate that deck is what I'm seeing. I haven't seen the topography there, so maybe I'm making some bad assumptions.
It's such a unique, steep topography on both sides of that structure. Lakeside tips off a long way, so does the reverse side of it there.
Right.
And so as we are looking to construct that, which I can draw it appropriate or design it appropriate here, we're going to be still on the downhill side of that structure.
And this is basically the 4 foot back building line.
Yep.
So this would have to be, that's your... floor level,
yes.
All the way back into the house.
Yes.
Okay.
You got it.
So then, you're already quite a ways out.
Correct.
And, yeah, I see that now.
If I'm standing where the blue laths are now, I can't see over the top of that bluff. So
right.
It's got to be 7 or 8 feet.
It's probably all of that. Yeah,
I bet you
it's probably at least 10 or 12 feet to that lower end.
That your floor level will probably still be below the peak of the bluff and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get it, the way it was drawn, and I do see where you can get them windows in that side of possibly.
No. Well.
Certified survey by a certified surveyor, and he's establishing the top of the bluff, which we evidently don't all agree with, and we have a drawing here from a neighbor that really isn't signed by anybody. I hate to disregard what the certified surveyor is saying as the top of the bluff, even if we all don't think that's where it is. And I think that the bluff zoning was established by the DNR. It's not a city requirement. The bluff zoning is a state requirement. And I don't think that in my mind we can go making changes to the block zoning requirement, just saying, well, because of this and that, I think we'll do it. Or the survey doesn't really make sense. So it's very confusing to me. I'd be inclined to follow what the present surveyor says if we're going to do that, and that means we really have to deny the approval, in my mind. Or get another survey. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, because surveyors are certified, and you don't want them to get into a contest with each other. You have to put some faith in their judgment. So I'm sort of torn between following what a really licensed surveyor, who is, you know, a state surveying licensed person, and what they're saying is the top of the bluff, and that we should follow those rules because that's what the bluff zoning ordinance says. And I can understand there's a lot of confusion because there are extra hills on the side and different situations going on, but how you build a house and what you do with it is kind of up to you. I mean, all we can do is establish where the house should go. And I think the house should go at the bluff setback, or 30 feet back into the, you know, the bluff setback area. That's the only way I can look at it, and I certainly understand the confusion, but I don't know how else to proceed.
Or a minimum another 12 feet back, because the deck takes up 14.
Then we're already allowing structure to go into the bluff zoning area, which is governed by... There was a lot of thought, as this letter from Dorsey said, there was a lot of thought put into the drawing, the decision of where the bluff zoning and the setbacks and so forth. The whole idea of this really is to protect the environment. And you can keep the water going down away from the top of the bluff on the back side, that's certainly a positive.
And that's what's all proposed. The structure won't even crest
right. That.
So where it's proposed is all of the construction is still on the downhill side of that.
But you're still moving it back. If you brought it up, you move the house in the screen porch and the deck back 30 feet from the top of the bluff, you'd still have water flowing in towards the house, right, from the lakeside.
Correct. Everything would be, no matter where the house is positioned, would always be on the downhill side, whether it's constructed at the 30-foot setback or where it's being requested. It's still on the downhill side, on the reverse side of the bluff.
We didn't get any comments back from the DNR.
The DNR provided a comment that says we had no comment. Yes. So we did receive comment, but it was no comment.
Just so I'm clear, the 30-foot setback would be where that part of the house can't cross, or the deck is included in that setback?
The deck would be included.
The deck right now is included in the setback, you know.
So the way the ordinance is stated, the deck, the lakeside part of the deck would have to be at that 30-foot mark.
Blue glass, right? Yeah. When we built, that's what we had to do. Our deck was 30 feet from the bluff end.
So we did too. Ours was 75 feet from the lake.
And so, I just don't know what to say. I mean, I can understand that what you're saying maybe is far as water, so it protects the environment, but the surveyor has told us differently.
Correct, yep. So, and we are aware where the surveyor has placed that. This is just a uniqueness of this lot, and that's where I think the state of Minnesota said you can grant a variance based on unique conditions of a lot. Not all lots are identical. The neighbors may have placed theirs, obviously without a certified survey, at a much closer, lower elevation. So I think that's why they're saying they should just place it. I mean, if we use their topography and use their location, we could absolutely build way closer, way up front, if we use their description and where their location was. But we are following, you know, a certified survey that says it's way down, you know, this just has a very, very, very unique lot situation where it's crested, very steep. If we were in, we're not, but if we were in city, I'm sorry, Crow Wing County, the surveyor said you would be building much higher on that, you'd have to be building at the crest of that. Just the description and definement that Crow Wing County has is different than the DNR. So, and everybody has their own unique descriptions of what that
is. Well, Crow Wing County can have a different description than the DNR as far as the bluffs.
They can.
They do.
They can.
They have it. It is 18% over 10 feet, where ours is 18% over 50 feet. The reason that Crow Wing County had that changed and adopted something different with the approval of the DNR, but they did adopt that so that staff could go out and do bluff determinations.
18 feet over
10 feet.
10 feet.
Yep, and that marked the top of the bluff. Most areas, most cities have adopted the model ordinance, which is the 18% over 50 feet.
Which is the state.
Which is part of the model ordinance.
Yeah,
yep.
The original.
Yep.
And not all bluffs are the same.
That's what I'm learning. So, and that is why the variance process is established, right? Is to look at each property specifically. You know, just the facts presented tonight on this parcel, and you can go through the questions. You'll need to make sure that you know, all of them are answered yes. In order to be able to grant a variance, if that's something that you want. If you do, you know, if you can't agree with some of these, then you will not be able to grant the variance.
But out of the votes for each one, all you need is a majority, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions?
I don't have any suggestions, other than just to reiterate that, you know, in situations like this, that the variance process is there for. It's the property owner's right to seek a variance. You go through the questions. If, you know, it has to meet that those statutory requirements in order for you to even consider granting the variance. What you choose to do as the Planning Commission of 50 Lakes is completely up to you. Mm-hmm.
And you haven't seen my place, 10 feet off the lake.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
From a long time ago.
That's right. And that's why, you know, it's very important. Each property is unique, right? We don't know the circumstances necessarily of something that was permitted 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
There weren't permits.
There weren't. So bluff standards.